for free.
She seemed to be okay, and part of her body, maybe her leg, was slightly in the water.
Yeah, her leg was slightly in the water. I mean, when they were coming out, like, and dipping in, it was pretty rough out there. I don't know from what they were talking about.
No, we don't need to kill my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Did you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Well, instead of being charged...
Running behind me is 8.5 tons of heroin, opium, hashish and other narcotics. Come on then, let's go.
Requirements for matriculation at Trump University. 1-year checks have been made out to Donald Trump personally, and 2 of those checks have cleared. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt will be teaching a course on global warming called The Science of the Scriptures. Subtitle: He's got the whole world in his hands, and he has very warm hands.
Running behind me is 8.5 tons of heroin, opium, hashish and other narcotics.
OMG, thank God President Donald J. Trump has officially ended the war on Christmas. So celebrate and rejoice, for he has saved you. Go ahead, build a manger, just like the one Jesus, Mary and Joseph would have owned had they been in the top 1%. Decorate your tax shelter tree. And remember, Jesus loved pass-through entities with all his heart. Why can't you? Reenact Jesus riding a donkey by watching your favorite Senate candidate ride a pony. Make way for miracles by gutting health coverage. Less insurance means more reliance on miracles. Forget giving to the poor. Be a job-creating Jesus. Why teach a man to fish when you can drill for oil and gas in those very same waters? Do unto others as you wish beauty contestants did unto you. And always, always turn the other cheek. So thank you, Jesus, for a president who ended the war on Christmas and knows a thing or two about being a successful innkeeper.
And also, thank you for that wonderfully fantastic house music.
instead of being charged.
Perla.
Sorry.
Burning behind me is 8.5 tons of heroin, opium, hashish and other narcotics. Come on then, let's go. Burning behind me.
Thank you, and also thank you for that wonderfully fantastic house music. I love house music. Welcome!
Some exciting things you're looking forward to in the future.
Bingo, jobs, jobs, tax cuts. But wait till you see what we're doing with healthcare. Merry Christmas, right?
I am glad that you are here with me tonight. My goal for the evening is to help you put all the headaches, all the heartaches, all the stress of the day out of your mind for a bit.
Big me.
All the heartaches, all the stress of the day. Out of your mind for a bit.
Big media, special interests, phonies, these are bad people. These are very, very bad and evil people. They know who they are.
I'm not suggesting you run away from your problems.
They don't want to accept the results of an election where we won by a landslide.
I'm not suggesting that you stick your head in the sand and pretend that they're going to go away.
But they call themselves the resistance. You ever see these signs? Resist.
But I am suggesting that you take a little bit of time for you. Focus on those that you love.
My job is not to be president of the world. My job is to be president of the United States of America.
No, it's going to be tough, and you're going to have to stay up at night studying, listening to moi. All right?
You will never be ignored again.
Thank you, and also thank you for that wonderfully fantastic house music. I love house music.
Quick. Wait, we just need one more.
So, Randy, I gotta ask, how extensive was your research in the back of that limo?
You know, Anderson, it was top notch. We did very extensive research, I have to tell you. My brain was a little fuzzy
really?
By the time I got out of there.
Your dreams are my dreams.
I'll be there for you.
God bless you and God bless the United States. Thank you. The United States. Thank you. Thank you. The United States. Thank you. Thank you.
press conference as president-elect. Before I begin bashing the press, I just want to acknowledge that they are so, so important, and I hate them so much. Now let me address the report.
And finally, I ask the leader of the region, political and religious, Israeli and Palestinian, Jewish and Christian and Muslim, to join us in the noble quest for lasting peace. Thank you. God bless you. God bless Israel. God bless the Palestinians. And God bless the United States. Thank you. Bless the United States. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless Israel. God bless the Palestinians. And God bless the United States. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, honey.
Hi, Mark.
Sarah, is the White House or the President at any level considering creating a global or regional spy network?
What a story, Mark. No, it's not true. Don't even ask. Yeah, that's the idea. What's new with you?
Sarah, yesterday the President said that he felt very badly for General Flynn. Would he consider pardoning him?
What's she talking about?
You must be kidding, aren't you?
Oh, hi, Danny.
Hey, Sarah. Did the president know that Michael Flynn lied to the FBI at the time that he fired him in February?
What makes you say that? Danny, don't plan too much. It may not come out right.
I wasn't thinking right. I couldn't remember even some of the questions that I wanted to ask in the interview, which has never happened to me when I'm reporting in the field. And I found things to be really funny. Much funnier than I normally do. So I think we got a little bit of a contact high there.
The United States. Thank you.
How much longer are you going to be there for, Randy? You moving there, or?
I think I need to come home. I think I need to come home.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions will be teaching a class. He just can't remember which one. Let's consider for the briefest moment his mouth. Like the monster in Alien, Trump's mouth seems to be poised at any moment to do something violent. To bite something, to scream, to attack. It's flexed and straining, as if he's trying to suck the windshield out of a car. That is all for our class today. You're all one step closer to your degree in Trumpology. President Trump asked that in his place, I read this letter. And I'll do my best to convey his words just as he wrote them.
Greetings, Iowa. What a great state, Iowa. I won Iowa. I won the state by 50 points. Would have been 100 points, but crooked Hillary and the DNC busted millions of voters from out of state, from cities like Cedar Rapids and Des Moines, but that's okay. Jefferson Jackson was a great man. People are hearing more and more about him these days. You know what we're going to go back to saying? We're going to go back to saying Mary Jefferson Jackson Day. I can promise you that. By the way, Jefferson Jackson's brother, Michael Jackson, never touched those kids. And even if he did, we need him in the United States Senate nonetheless.
United States. Thank you.
Previously on Intercepted.
I guess I could be pretty pissed off about what happened to me. But it's hard to stay mad when there's so much money in the world.
WCOM LPFM, Chapel Hill Carborough. This is Dr. Furious, micro-powered community-based radio here in Chapel Hill Carborough, Chatham County, and all over the place here in the Triangle if we can broadcast our shining light as we do here. Part of the Furious George Show. The show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience, so listener discretion is advised, especially tonight as it's Furious's 44th. We're going to have fun. Much as we can, legally or otherwise. And we're going to do what we do generally, which is poke fun at the evil bullies in the world and have fun with some new music that we get sent to us or shared with us or I happen to pull down from there or thereabouts. If you want to learn more about those different sounds that we've created, go to furiousg.blogspot.com and you'll see all the old shows going back a decade or so and probably further. As we continue to keep this fun, micro-powered, non-commercial, community-based, with the big bass. And I'm so confused. I'm so in love. And like I said, we have fun here. And I will continue doing just that. If you want to check in with Furious, go to 919-246-9639. And give me a call or go to FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com. And more importantly, however you happen to be doing it, thanks for doing exactly what you're doing right now. And I appreciate it. I'll keep doing what I'm doing because I'm furious.
Shade in some creepy apartment. That's what I'm saying.
You want to wash your clothes before going through security at the airport, too. I don't know. A lot of smoke place. Yeah.
So you haven't heard anything about this at all? Until just now?
No, some people say some stuff at school, you know.
What do they say?
Same stuff you're saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that make you scared to come to school?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Why?
Because it's not plotting to kill me.
So tell us exactly what words you heard in the school that people say.
Thank you.
What? Why did you say they pulled you over again?
I'm thinking because I was on my iPhone, my little iPad, I changed the music. I don't know though. They didn't tell me.
When they pulled you over the first time, why didn't you just stop? Did you just decide you wanted to come down the window?
Dude, I was trying to get to San Antonio. I don't know what the roads I was on. Until they shot my car. I didn't know they was gonna shoot at me. Damn, they're shooting at me. I ain't even got no gun.
So what is something about having drugs?
Huh?
Did you have weed on you?
Yeah, I have weed on me. Yeah, I always got weed on me.
Is that why you...
It's released about me, but thank you. Thank you, and also thank you for that wonderfully fantastic house music. I love house music.
Behold, a pale horse. The man who sat on him was death. And hell followed with him.
You, God bless Israel. God bless the Palestinians, and God bless the United States. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm tired of getting arrested for weed. I'm tired of going to... I can't get a regular job ever, anywhere, because all my weed...
You said something earlier about the thrill of driving. Is that a thrill?
Thrill of driving. It was definitely a thrill. You go fast in any car, race car, track, here. It's fun anyway, I mean. I'm just an adrenaline junkie.
So what was going through your mind as you're being chased by all those...
I think
John... This is live, yes. You guys.
To my first official press conference as president-elect. Before I begin bashing the press, I just want to acknowledge that they are so, so important, and I hate them.
What Trump has done. One of the major issues in the whole Israeli-Palestinian conflict is who has claim to Jerusalem. And the US has always said there would be a fair mediator in this dispute until Trump. It's like two people were fighting over a cookie and Trump was like, I say it's Israel's cookie, now let's talk about whose cookie it is. Yeah? Yeah? Can we do that? It makes no sense.
Like he's crazy. And everyone in the Middle East is like, Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
This guy's crazy. Yes, we work together. Let's work together.
That's a phrase I just came up with. See you later, alligators.
You'll ever learn.
It's a Christmas.
And his tongue.
Let us rethink old assumptions and open our hearts and minds.
It's called I Came Up with Christmas.
Radicalism.
Before me, the only holidays were Kwanzaa and Toyota-thon. And that's why tonight's theme is Savior. I'm saving you. Such great savings.
Every day brings the downfall of powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it's not going to stop.
Are you concerned you'll be next?
La 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 la. La 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 la.
So you can't just sing to avoid answering our questions.
Yeah, you've had so many failures this year. What do you consider your greatest accomplishment?
Judge Neil Gorsuch came to town on the Supreme Court. Gorsuch, 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 Gorsuch. He's a judge that I did.
Please, sir, just answer the question. I have a question. I have a question. I work for ABC News.
Whoa, baby. I'll give you an exclusive, sweetheart.
Oh, that's disgusting. I'm president. Can you believe I'm president? Let's roll! We'll be right back.
And so begins the great battle of donuts. Budget Commander Mick Mulvaney is sent to lead the very group he pledged to destroy. But don't worry, he comes bearing donuts for the masses. You see, the crash that nearly caused the Great Depression happened nearly 10 iPhones ago. Now a distant memory. Protecting people is out, pampering Wall Street is in. High Commander Trump has sent donut destructors to every hall of power. Oil industry agent Scott Pruitt fought the EPA and now heads the agency. Sneak attack Tillerson destroys diplomacy with unfilled ambassadorship sent by starving the Foreign Service. Crusading Betsy DeVos wants to take money from so-called government schools and give it to charter and religious schools. And Cowboy Commander Perry has, of course, called for eliminating the department he now runs. So many donut destructors, so little time. Whether you're getting screwed over by a big bank or dying from polluted air and water, the least you can do is enjoy a delicious donut.
With Johnny Football.
We are.
Yeah, I know. See, I can tell. I read the blogs for sure.
I know Johnny Football.
You know Johnny Football.
See? How do you feel about the game?
Listen, going my way? No, going our way. Yeah, baby. Moonwalk. All right, listen. So we got some snow on the ground, and I think I got my shorts on backwards. So anyway, let's look at this. Look at, there's snow everywhere. There's snow on the ground. Look at this. Here's a little roadside weed. Hello, little roadside weed.
Threatens the hopes and dreams. Jewish is not just the heart of three great religions. I ask the leaders of the region, political and religious, thank you. God bless you, God bless Israel, God bless the Palestinians, and God bless the United States. Thank you very much.
What the hell is going on there? Jewish, assumption in the United States.
You know what it seemed like the whole time? It seemed like someone hit him with a blow dart just before he went out to make the speech. Like, he was like, all right, let's go to discuss peace. I'm like,
peace in the Middle Ocean. The peace in the Middle Ocean.
What the hell was going on? You know what, maybe we're being mean. Maybe it wasn't as bad as it seemed. Let's watch it again.
And God bless the United States. Thank you very much.
It was worse. It was so much worse. Oh, man. Oh, he's slurring and stumbling over the words. He sounds like he just had a drink with Bill Cosby. What's going on there, man? Oh, Trump screwing this up was so funny. I bet there are some people in the Middle East who are like, you know what? It was worth it. For this, it was worth it. Yeah. Look at this jackass. It was worth it. But we all know what's going on here.
President Trump
is wearing dentures, people. Yeah, that's what's going on. No, this used to happen to my grandfather all the time. His dentures would start falling out and then he wouldn't be able to finish his sentence. That's what would happen. Okay, think about it. Have you ever seen Trump eat an apple or a pear or fruits or vegetables of any kind? Have you? Huh? Yeah, think about it. Fake teeth, fake hair, fake tan. Like, there's no part of his body that's real. At this point, I wouldn't be shocked if we find out he's the dude from Men in Black. Like, and by the way, there's no shame in having dentures. But there is shame in Donald Trump having dentures. Yeah, because he's vain as hell. Can you imagine how he would feel if people started tweeting, denture Donald? He would be like, don't do it. I'm just saying, can you imagine how he'd feel? But don't do it. Don't do it, guys. He's very sensitive, okay?
By the way, speaking of which, I've seen something way different in Colorado.
Dan!
Dan, when you want a cigarette, there's no letter on it.
Dan!
It's legal in Colorado now.
Catch my breath. You know what?
Dan, you're not supposed to eat that.
I think I'm
having
that smell right now. What are some of the signs?
What?
Yeah. Only eat the white snow. But anyway, you know, it is beautiful here. We do love San Diego. I love San Diego. But this is Colorado. This is what happens. In the sun that you are love, ruffle these feathers. Kick up my shit you are love, rustle these leaves. In the sun that you are love, ruffle these feathers.
When he doesn't lie. But you know what? Maybe it's not that he even intentionally lies. Maybe he believes what he's saying.
Well, then you know what? Then he's psychotic.
But right? Because you real liars don't remember their lies.
I always say that if you want to be a good liar, you have to have a photographic memory.
Because you got to remember all the lies.
You have to keep track. I've known a couple of people like that. And they're very, very, they really can't remember their lies.
Sociopaths do that. He doesn't think that. I don't think he thinks he's lying. Well, like he said,
You don't think he's lying when he says, Obama wiretapped my room, my house?
I think he's paranoid.
Maybe he's paranoid and believes it.
Now, how about when he said there are more people were on the lawn?
It's too easy to snatch out of the air.
How about when he said there's hundreds of thousands of people on the lawn at inauguration and they show him a picture? No, that's not real. What I saw is real. He's lying. He's a liar.
Well, he believes it also.
Is he an intentional liar, though?
Or is he pathological? He's both.
He can't believe it. If he tweets something out and then
a day later tweets something out that's contradictory to what he tweeted the first time. It's like, which one do you believe?
Oh, he doesn't remember the lie.
No, I don't.
Well, in that case.
No, I think, what I think is, I think he's becoming politically savvy. And in the moment, I think he tells people what he thinks. No, I do. I do.
She did. She said savvy.
I do, because I think
savvy.
He caters to.
I can't hear the word savvy associated with him.
I think he is somewhat savvy.
And what does today's vote mean for consumers? Tony Rahm is a senior editor of politics and policy at Recode, and he's here to help us break it down and put it in English. That's your charge, Tony. Okay, net neutrality. You hear it, the phrase is awful, right? You know, people hear it, they don't quite know what it means. What did it mean?
Yes. Net neutrality is the idea that all internet traffic should be treated equally. Mm-hmm. So an internet provider, whether it's Comcast or it's AT&T or Verizon, theoretically, they shouldn't be able to block your ability to look at websites or slow down your internet connection. And in some cases, charge third parties with video and music more to offer that to consumers. And for years, there have been rules on the U.S. government's books. And constantly, telecom companies have sued to kill those rules. Now we find ourselves in a position in which Republicans were in control of the FCC. Obviously, Donald Trump was in the White House, and the vote we saw today scrapped the Obama-era protections.
Here's what I don't get, though. Look, the internet service provider that I use has different, you know, it says, okay, I could pay this amount of money for this broadband speed, and this amount of money if I wanted a little bit faster, and this amount of money if I want even more bandwidth and a little bit of fat. And that's during net neutrality. So explain how net neutrality still allowed for that.
Yeah. You're buying tiers of speed, but you're saying that everything that you access is going to come to you at that speed. The issue that a lot of net neutrality folks have is, what if AT&T were allowed to continue with its purchase of Time Warner, which the U.S. Mm-hmm. government is holding up, and it said that, you know, it was only going to offer HBO and other content to its consumers. If they paid extra, it would be faster to them, but it would be harder to get for others. Or what if a Comcast, for instance, under the guise of network management, said you weren't allowed to access these other news sites that Comcast didn't have as part of NBC. There are these things on the margins that net neutrality advocates fear that without strong government rules, telecom companies might do. Now, they say they don't want to do that. There's a lot of reason that they might not continue.
I was just going to say, consumer activity here is one of those that may end up being the regulatory check.
Senate seat in Alabama last night. According to exit polls, 72% of white men and 63% of white women voted for Moore, while 98% of black women voted for Jones. Here to comment is one of our writers, Amber Ruffin, everybody.
Thanks, Seth. Now, as a black woman, I just have two things I want to say about last night's election. You're welcome.
America was on the edge of their seats waiting to see if an accused pedophile would get into the United States Senate, 98% of black women in Alabama voted for the other guy. Because, as my dad says, black women laugh and joke, but we don't play. And the women who saved us last night weren't just regular black women. They were black women in Alabama. Do you know what they have to go through every day? Those women woke up yesterday and were like, I gotta deal with systemic racism, the gender pay gap, the school to prison pipeline, humidity, and now y'all want me to save America? On my way there, I have to walk by like 18 Confederate statues? All right. Roy Moore was a well-known anti-gay, anti-Muslim, racist pedophile. Allegedly. P.S. You know that's why Omarosa got fired today. Trump was like, you promised me the black lady vote. And she was probably like, I don't know any. So, not only did we get rid of Roy Moore, we got rid of Omarosa in one night.
And God bless the United States.
WCOM LPFM Chapel Hill Carrboro. Here we are approaching the top of the hour. Micropower community-based radio show may be offensive. Some dangling members. Listening audience. I am the furious one. Go to furiousg.blogspot if you don't believe me. Or give me a call here. 919-246-9639. I am not afraid. And you shouldn't be either. There is some good-ish going down. We are starting to peel back corporate crypto-fascist bogusness. And all the other things that I can't say without embellishing with those pretty seven dirty words I'm not allowed to say as a DJ. Although I am allowed to say them as I play my music. And I will do that right now with some of this crazy Post Malone. Yes, I play Post Malone. He's all stupid and bling bling. But every once in a while, he plays some cool songs and his beats are crazy. And he also like sends a middle finger to the gov. And he voted for Bernie. All right, well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. And I have cleared my conscience of playing some pop hip hop. But no, seriously, this dude is fun. And he's got a plot. And he likes Bernie. So I'm going to play him some more. In fact, we're going to play a song right now called Congratulations. Because not only is it fun, it's also Furious' birthday. So, yeah. Congratulations, Furious. I'm Furious.
Mama call, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Work so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing. Look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. They was never friendly, yeah. Now I'm jumping out of Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 babies, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. If you fuck with winning, put your lighters to the sky. How could I make sense when I got millions on my mind? Coming with that bullshit, I just put it to the side. Bought a sense of baby,
sunset shit done change. Ever since we was on, I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
Yeah, oh, I was patient. Hey, oh. Now I can scream that we made it. We made it. Now everywhere I go, they say congratulations. Young nigga, graduation. Yeah. I pick up the rock and I ball, baby. I'm looking for someone to call, baby. But right now I got a situation. Number old Ben Franklin. Cash. Big rings, champagne. My life is like a ball game. But instead I'm in a trap, though. Paso big, call it Super Bowl. Super Bowl, call the hoes, get in the rows. Top flow lifestyle, top huncho and post. Yeah. Malone, I got a play on my phone. You know what I'm on. Huncho Houdini is gone.
My mama call, see you on TV. Sunset shit done change. Ever since we was on, I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I wouldn't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. We'll be right back.